Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 177. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I am talking about some upgrades that will be coming soon to The Ray Taylor Show. I'm also going to be talking about preparations and more that I am making in regards to the many faces, with the prints and the packaging and all that kind of stuff. Also, going to talk about some Patreon members, memberships that I became members, Patreon accounts that I became members of. If you ever heard of Inspired Disorder Plus, that is my Patreon that people can enjoy and subscribe to get extra content. I have become a patron to a couple shows that I love. I'm going to talk about those later on in this episode. Also started some body weight workouts, which I will talk about that, and some regretful tacos that I had. And as always, at the end of every episode, I will be sharing something that I am thankful for. So starting off with The Ray Taylor Show, right? The Ray Taylor Show, the podcast network of movie and TV show reviews, Ray's Days, Top 5, and TV episode recaps when many of those shows come back. I will be recapping those. But I am working on upgrading to a teleprompter. I don't know if I've discussed this before, but that is the goal to try. If you've noticed, especially in shows like Top 5, I do a lot of reading off of my notes, and I would like to upgrade to a teleprompter so I'm always looking at the camera, but also I will have access to my notes, which, not looking down, just overall making the presentation of the show that is in video form better. And I'm hoping that'll work out. I was supposed to get the teleprompter this week. So the hope was that I would be able to have time to try and implement that into get everything set up, get it all figured up in time for this week's episodes. But it did not show up. The package did not show up. And now I have to, deal with Amazon. Like they said, if I wait to today specifically, or wait till yesterday, and if it still didn't show up, then I can ask for a refund. And it was the teleprompter photo paper that I'm going to be using for making prints of my artwork, and there was one other thing that was part of the package, so didn't show up yet. So haven't been able to got the software ready that I plan on using. So basically what it will be is my tablet will sit underneath the teleprompter, and then that will reflect off the teleprompter. And it's a specific app, and I will have a remote that comes with the teleprompter that hopefully I'll be able to play and pause the notes as I go through them, so I'm not having to reach over and do this. And then my phone, hopefully, will be that I use to record, will be in the kind of back end of the teleprompter, which that is the aspect that I'm kind of not sure how it's all going to work out, because the way I do it now is that I do an autofocus and exposure lock on my face. Because if I don't do that and I just use the native face tracking focus, it will sometimes overexpose and underexpose the green screen, which in the post and video, it will look bad. So we'll see. We'll see if I'll be able to do that. We'll see how that will all work. And also, I record in vertical. So I'm hoping that the teleprompter is not going to show up in the It's just a lot of things I won't be able to know or figure out until it shows up, and it hasn't shown up yet. So I am looking forward to it. I know that it's going to be a process. Like, I will probably want to spend a few hours, maybe even a day, just dialing everything in. So it's going to be a process just implementing, as it has been for everything, as I've been upgrading things here and there. It is a massive process, whether it requires buying more equipment, subscriptions, software, things of that nature. It's just, it's all a constant process. So, you know, it's taking time. One of the main reasons I've taken a break from doing the UGC stuff. So hopefully that will all work out when hopefully by next Saturday. I'm not going to hold my breath, but I'm going to cross my fingers that by next Saturday I will be able to get a teleprompter in here and maybe use it if it works. Hopefully I can get it dialed in by next week when I record next week's episode. So we'll see. As far as what I'm doing with the many faces, I've mentioned before, I got a new printer. It came in the beginning of the week on Monday. Spent all of Monday rearranging everything. Like, I thought I had space for it. This printer is huge that I got to specifically. The only thing I'm going to be using it for, well, the only things I'm going to be using it for are printing prints of my artwork, which I may end up upgrading to a scanner instead of just using the photos I take of my artwork. Haven't decided yet. I'll know more when I start making the prints and see how they turn out and see if I want to upgrade the quality. But I'm going to have prints, stickers, hopefully as well, and possibly t-shirts will be printed using this printer, using the transfer, t-shirt transfer things. So those are kind of what I have planned to use for this printer. But Monday rearranged everything, like hardcore. Like, all of the shelving units that I have, I took everything off of them, rearranged the shelf heights to see how I'm going to fit everything, and see how, like, logistically what works best. Like, so basically I'll have to take that printer out and plug it in and use it and then put it away, because I don't have enough shelf space. The way the paper loads in from the back of it and then prints out the front, it just wouldn't work. So, but that's fine, because it's not like a printer. I have a laser printer that I use for just printing documents, printing printer, shipping labels and all that kind of stuff. So the printer is, I haven't set it up yet. Haven't gone through the installation process. I'm hoping that, by the end of the month, I will have to do that, because I will need to print a bunch of prints for the show that's coming up at the end of September. So Monday, did all that, was absolutely in pain by the end of Monday. My calves, my feet were in so much pain, and not like my calf muscles, like my bones. I am not on my feet as much as I used to be. I used to work at Costco. I was on my feet all day, 8 hours a day standing on cement. And there were times where, like, I was in pain, especially depending on the shoes I had. I would be in a lot of pain after work. And I was in so much pain Monday when I finally got everything done. Just drenched in sweat. But, yeah, just a lot of pain. Thankfully, when I woke up the next day, I felt fine. So, anyway. Just kind of reminded me why I need to get back in shape. One of many reasons I need to get back in shape. So anyway, printer has come in. Haven't set it up yet, but we'll be doing that shortly to be making prints and stickers and all that kind of stuff. Also got stocked up on shipping supplies. Like, I finally figured out how I want to package my artwork, like the best way to package it to make sure it's safe, but also I'm not spending like a crazy amount of money. So once I figured that out, I ordered shipping supplies for, depending on the sizes, to not only ship out my artwork, but also art prints and stickers. So kind of really dialing in everything to make sure I have inventory ready to go. Also got hit up last night by Flat Black Gallery, where I was part of the group art show that happened, the summertime group art show from a few weeks ago. They hit me up because the La Quinta Museum is putting on a group art event, and they reached out to them to see if they hadn't knew any artists that would want to participate, so they reached out to me. So fingers crossed, I applied to this event, which is called, the theme is called Desert Views. They are going to be paintings that will be either 10 by 10 or 18 by 18. They ran out of 18 by 18 canvases. All they have left are 10 by 10, which is fine. I don't mind. The size will be fine. It will be on canvas, so I will be painting instead of using acrylics instead of ink, which I'm used to. So it's been a while since I've worked with acrylic, and it'll be interesting to not only work with acrylic again, but also try to adapt my style to not only work with the theme, which I kind of have ideas of what I want to do that will work with the theme, but also maintain the type of work I do. I want people to not only look at my piece and know that it fits within the theme of Desert Views, but I want them to look at my piece and know that it is by me without having to see anything. They will recognize my style. So kind of brainstorming ideas, but I really can't do anything until I get the canvas and just start painting to see what happens. But fingers crossed that I will be accepted for that. Haven't heard back yet. It's only been a day. Today's Sunday. I imagine I will hear back from them tomorrow at the earliest, and hopefully be able to go pick up the canvas. I have to submit the canvas by the 1st of October. I think I have within the first 2 weeks of October. So I don't have a whole lot of time to paint this thing. Shouldn't take me that long, but it's been a while since I painted. So the more time I get to work on it, the better. And then once, if I am accepted, if I do get it done in time, which I should be able to, the show will be going from, I think, November through January at the La Quinta Museum in La Quinta, California. So, which is the peak time of year where there's a lot of tourists in town. So it'll be a lot of people getting to see my work. And I would love it to represent my work, which, you know, anytime I can get eyeballs on my work, very appreciated. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about, attention all Ray Taylor Show fans! We're excited to announce we've just released a line of exclusive merchandise featuring original artwork inspired by the show. Our high-quality shirts and biodegradable phone cases are a perfect way to show your support for the show and make a great gift for any fan. Plus, with each purchase, you'll be helping us continue to bring you great content. So don't wait, head on over to inspireddisorder.com now and check out the full collection. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll show your support by grabbing some Ray Taylor Show merchandise today. And now, let's get back to the show. As far as personal updates, I signed up for a couple of my favorite podcast Patreon pages. One of which I had been a member of before and had to cancel because I was running out of money and having to live as poor as possible. But that one being the Filmcast Patreon, which, huge fan of the Filmcast, formerly the / Filmcast, the first podcast, audio podcast I subscribed to back in 2007, 2008. Been subscribed to them and listened to their podcasts for the most part since then. There was a little gap where I wasn't really just into movies as much as, and then I got back into movies, and I don't know. It's been the majority of the time. There may have been a year or two, which is kind of weird. In the year or two I was not subscribed, they changed co-hosts, and their new co-host was a former host of the Totally Rad Show, Jeff Cannata, that was one of the first podcasts, video podcasts, that I ever subscribed to back in like 2006 or something. I forget when I first subscribed to those podcasts. But subscribe to their Patreon page, so it gives me not only ad-free episodes, if that sounds familiar. You get that when you sign up for Inspired Disorder Plus. But not only do I get ad-free episodes from the Filmcast, but I also get their After Dark episodes, which I really love because it's more of them just having discussions about other things, generally, usually related to film, but not always. But I just love listening to these guys talk, and I love their opinions. Great discussions. And I miss their After Dark episodes. So I'm glad to be back supporting those guys because they do a great podcast. I've looked up to all three of them over the years as inspiration for my podcast journey. But in addition to that, I also signed up for the first time, the Screen Drafts Patreon page, which I am a huge fan of Screen Drafts. It is my first time being a member, a huge fan of their main show. It is competitive collaboration where they rank movies in kind of a game format, which I love. Huge inspiration, obviously, for my show Top 5. Screen Drafts, as well as All Fantasy Everything, were the massive inspirations for me starting Top 5, which now is more closely resembles Screen Drafts, where I rank movies in a variety of categories. Screen Drafts competitively collaborate, so you'll have at least two people battling to try and make a best of list in a certain category of movies. And they have vetoes, and they have veto overrides. It's a great show. I love it. Amazing movie discussions. They have introduced me to so many movies. But in their Patreon, they have so many different bonus episodes where they do five movie franchises. They have this spinoff podcast called The Marathon, where they go through old episodes and use movies that were drafted to make these fantasy marathon movie marathons at these two fantasy competing movie theaters in this fantasy town, along with a lot of other episodes. I love all of their regular guests that they have on. I love the new guests that they have on. It is one of my favorite shows. I have listened to every single episode that they have available for free through your favorite podcast platform, and I am slowly working through everything they have available through their Patreon. I really so happy to be supporting both of these podcasts. It's great. I love it. I love being able to, if I'm in a financial situation where I can support other podcasts, other artists, I will do it. I put my money where my mouth is, right? My actions reflect my words. You can count on that. So excited for both of those. And if you know the podcast that I currently produce, obviously other than this show, Top 5, and then I do three movie reviews a week, three separate episodes per week. I love movies and TV shows. I love talking about them. I love learning how to talk about them better. Right, I'm inspired to get better by listening to these people, all of these people, talk about movies. Same thing with movie rankings. I love watching movies in a category, whether it's a subgenre or watching the directors, a complete filmography of a director or actors, all of those things, franchises. It puts movies in a completely new perspective. I'm currently going through the 1970s Best Picture winners, which those are like, you want to talk about some heavy films, the movies that won Best Picture in the 70s. And I wouldn't do those things if I were not inspired by these shows. So if you know me and what I produce and what I'm into, it makes complete sense. I mean, this show is the only non-movie/TV podcast I produce these days. I used to do a news one called Swipe Up, but it's amazing what death threats will do when it comes to inspiration. But I do love the work I do, and I'm everything works for me. Like, everything feels, I enjoy it. I really enjoy I get excited being able to talk about movies, being able to discover movies that I haven't watched yet, or finally watch classic films that I haven't gotten around to. So in addition to all that stuff, I also did my first bodyweight workout. As I mentioned last episode, I signed up for this app thing, and I just hadn't done it. And I changed that to start reminding me earlier in the day. So it's the first thing I do. Now, I haven't done it yet early in the morning, but I did decide the other night to just do a workout. Just to see what it's like, just to see where I'm at. And I will tell you, I am pathetic. I am so incredibly out of shape. It was fairly easy. It was supposed to be like a 10-minute workout. I got through about 5 minutes of it. I did like this plank mountain climb movement. I did crunches. I did this plank hip dip thing. And that's kind of where I tapped out. Leg raises, but it was the next workout was going to be burpees. And I was already excited. And then I have to do burpees. I'm just watching the video demo of the proper form of doing burpees. And I'm like, I can barely get up as it is. There's no way I can do this. So I tapped out in absolute pain for the rest of that night and the next day, but also instantly felt way stronger. Just not way stronger, but just like I could feel, because it was all core abdominal exercises. I just felt more sturdy already. So I love it. I also realized I need to get a workout mat, which I ordered a workout mat, nice one inch thick, a nice thick, soft workout mat. Because the carpet in my studio it's what you would find in an office, right? In a cubicle. It's very short carpet. It's right on concrete, so it's not forgiving at all. It's very painful. So I got a nice workout mat to work out on. So I'm hoping that I will get at least a couple more workouts in this week. Obviously, I'm not trying to overdo it. I'm not trying to kill myself. So as I recover from these, like if I'm sore, then I'm just not going to do it. I might implement yoga into those days just to get into that as well, but not trying to do too much. I'm really just trying to make sure I'm able to integrate it into my routine, because if I can do that, then it will be something that I won't have to think about. It will just be something that I do. And that is my first goal. And then once I can make it routine, then I can really focus on the next goal is fixing this. Right? So did my first workout, got it done, proud of myself. So that's good. As far as the downside of my week, I also made tacos, which were great tacos. But I made a salsa, right? And I made this salsa kind of spicy. I'm just realizing that serrano peppers and I do not mix, because it was way too spicy and I was just paying for it all day yesterday and part of this morning. I have been in excruciating pain as hot, molten lava has been spewing out of my rectum. Like the volcano of Pompeii, just devastating, burning holes through the toilet as I just don't know how that heat is possibly coming out of me. Very painful. Like even just eating, it was delicious, but like once it got in my stomach, it was like, I could tell, like, just whatever was in my stomach was like, how dare you? You're killing us. What did you eat? This is so hot. And I knew it would come back to bite me in the ass, literally. Thankfully, I have a bidet. So, you know, despite the pain of it coming out, there is instant relief right afterwards. And I'm not having to walk around with, like, a flaming hot O-ring. But yeah, man, they were great though. Like Monday after I did all my organization and I was in immense pain, it was like, I have no energy to make food. I also want to drink beer. I need cold beer and food. So I decided to go to this Mexican food place that's really close that also is like a market, and got myself some carne asada nachos and a case of beer. And I had a good night, despite the fact that I was in a lot of pain, which I would put myself in a couple days later when I work out finally, and then put myself in pain again a couple days later when I have to process this spicy hell food that is inside of me. So I've been putting myself through a lot of pain this week, but I, you know, it's been kind of good pain. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to promote. Are you looking for a way to take your love of The Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Look no further than Inspired Disorder Plus. As a member, you'll get access to a whole host of amazing perks, including the full week of shows, ad-free in both audio and video versions, a live painting archive, early access to the many faces, members-only discounts and deals, a podcast back catalog with over 600 episodes. But that's not all. As a member, you'll get access to my personal blog as well as my creative writing. You'll also get the chance to ask me anything you want. With all of these benefits and more, Inspired Disorder Plus is a must-have for any fan of The Ray Taylor Show. So don't wait. Go sign up now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and start enjoying all of the amazing perks of the membership. And now, let's get back to the show. My mental health been good, right? Some moments of frustration trying to implement a new camera into my painting live streams on Thursday, trying to get an app to work on my iPad that's supposed to connect to this OBS software that I use, and it wasn't working. The plugin, for whatever reason, wasn't installing on my laptop. And of course, I'm doing this an hour before I have to go live, and just absolutely frustrated. Couldn't get it to work. So, you know, I will, another thing, just like the teleprompter is probably going to take me a good day to really dial everything in. It's probably going to take me a while to figure out how to get this whole thing to work, which hopefully it does, because I subscribed to their thing that's supposed to, for the apps to work on the phone. It's just like, I hate paying money for something and it's not working. I don't even know if I can get a refund on it. Probably not. I don't know. It's also interesting to see how I paint in different moods, because I paint the same time and in day every Thursday at 4:20 p.m. Pacific time. I paint regardless. Don't care. Sick, tired, not feeling well. For the most part, there's very rare that I will take a Thursday off, but I clock in and I go to work, right? I am a good employee to myself on Thursdays. I go to work. And because of that, I have no idea what my mood. I'm try to make sure I get a good night's sleep. I try to make sure I'm pretty focused and ready to go. But sometimes I'm tired. Sometimes I just want to get it done. I don't feel like painting at all. Sometimes I'm frustrated just like trying to get everything put together right before. Sometimes I'm doing something else and have to completely set up in moment's notice to paint on time. And it's also amazing that there is zero correlation with the quality of work I do with what I feel like going in, right? Because there's a lot of people. It's very common, especially artists, people who create, that will only do so when they feel inspired to create, right? You can't force brilliance, man, which is bullshit. I used to be the same way. I need to get inspired to really do good work. And it's like, that's such bullshit. And I see that now, because some of the best work I've done has been done in moments where I wasn't inspired. And conversely, on days where I am inspired and I'm like, I can't wait to paint, I do very unimpressive things. There is no correlation between the quality of work I do and my mental state going into it. So it's nice, it's very romantic to say I work best, I make my best work when I'm inspired. But it's like, have you tried? Have you tried? Have you forced yourself to do work when you're not inspired? Have you treated it like you're your own employee? Do you show up to work, or do you only show up to work when you're inspired? Because not only is that bullshit, in my opinion, in my experience, not just my opinion, in my experience of years of doing this, I've done over 2,300 paintings, painting 7 new paintings every Thursday for years. So in my personal experience, showing up every Thursday at 4:20 and painting 7 new paintings, that there is no correlation. And I no longer say that about myself, that like, oh, I need to be inspired, which is liberating. It's liberating to know that it has nothing to do with that. So if I have an opportunity, like making a painting that's going to be in a museum, I have zero stress about that. Because I know as long as I sit down, as long as I do the work, I clock in and I show up, that I have the potential to do great shit, no matter what my mood is. Sometimes the worst mood I'm in can create the best work because I'm so not thinking about it. I'm just trying to get it done. But that's just my own personal experience as somebody that's been doing this for years. What do I know? You know, sometimes that romantic ideal of what it is to be an artist, that's also not something that's an original idea from me. It's from a book from a screenwriter, Stephen Pressfield, that wrote a book called The War of Art. Not The Art of War, The War of Art. And it's about treating your art like you treat a job. If you want to be a professional artist, you need to act as a professional artist. Right? If you it's very difficult to be a professional artist and act like some magical art creator person. And maybe for some people, it does work. Maybe they have tried the other thing. I don't know. Not my experience whatsoever. Especially if you want to create if you want to really see growth in your work, you have to do it consistently. And there's no way to do it consistently if you're just doing it whenever you just feel inspired. Right? So I would it's a short book, War of Art. Read it multiple times. Listened to the audiobook multiple times. It's great. As always, at the end of every episode of Raised Days, I like to share something that I'm thankful for. And this week is no different. This week, I am thankful for Mexican food, but specifically Mexican food from the mom and pop shops that exist. Like the place I went to on Cali Tampico in La Quinta, which is a great place, great food. It's also a little market there. You can buy fresh produce, fresh meat, beer, snacks. They got everything there, but they also, you can order burritos and nachos and tacos and all that kind of stuff and get it to go. Something that was everywhere in San Diego, right? Where I fell in love with them in San Diego. Just so many different burritos were the big thing in San Diego. You go to most Mexican food places, and I'm not talking restaurant where you sit down and get a menu. I'm talking about you go up, they have a big menu on the wall. You order off the menu. They ask you if you want green or red salsa. They put it in a bag and you go fuck off. Right? That kind of Mexican food place. burritos is the big thing. So many different kinds of burritos in San Diego. It is the main thing you get, which I love. And it's so weird that I never get burritos now. Because they have, like, your carne asada, your pollo asada, the chorizo burrito. But, like, in San Diego, they had so many different kinds. And then in Denver, very disappointing. There's a few places, usually Mexican, more restaurants. But there, I found when I was doing Uber Eats for a moment in Denver, I did find some places that had the San Diego vibe Mexican food that I really liked. But it was very few and far between. And now that I'm back in the valley, there's a place that's close. There's places that are close. But it's still not the same as San Diego. But either way, they are all the best. I love them so much. It is so good. It is so good. So, yeah. And it's been forever since I've, you know, not only during the pandemic, a lot of places shut down, you know, maybe get stuff ordered here and there. But also not having money, trying to save money, just not eating out, making food. I just haven't had a chance. So, now that I have some money, I enjoy going back to those places, patronizing those places. As I do, get some delicious food. And this place by me is so nice because I can also just pick up some drinks, soda, beer, whatever. They got Mexican sodas too, which is great, better than American sodas. But yeah, love it. Love it so much. So Monday, when I finished all of my work, that was the place. I needed alcohol, I needed food, and it was the perfect option because I had both. So I got myself a large carne asada nachos, a 12-pack of beer, right? A container of their hot sauce, which I think is probably the culprit for my lava shits. But it was perfect. It hit the spot. I still miss the burrito spots in San Diego, but, you know, just kind of one of many reasons why I wish I was still living there, or why I loved living there in the first place. But that's what I'm thankful for. Mom and pop, Mexican food shops, taco shops, burrito shops, whatever it is. Love them. So thankful for them. Upcoming events, September 30th from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. is the Brand Sesh Back to Old School. Old School Sesh Market and Farmers Market and Art Market. In Desert Hot Springs, California. It is a 21 and over event. Admission starts at $20. All the details you can get over inspireddisorder.com/events. This is in association with the 111 Night Markets, which I have done in the past. This is a new location. This is in association with Brand Sesh, which is a cannabis-friendly market. That is why it's 21 and over. That is why you have to purchase tickets. But it is going to have great food, a lot of vendors in the cannabis industry, but also a lot of artists there selling their work. I will be there selling my work. I hope to have prints, shirts, stickers, hopefully, fingers crossed, temporary tattoos. That's right. If you want to get my logo temporary tattooed on you, along with other ideas that I have for temporary tattoos, I plan on also having those available for that show. Which all of the details for that, inspireddisorder.com/events, where you can see all of the details for all of my upcoming live and local events. I'm also thankful for the opportunity to connect with you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder, where all these episodes are available in video form. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Ray's Days. Subscribe to the Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope, that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.